Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. Over the 4 years I've been doing this podcast, I've had the privilege of learning about some incredible social impact projects that take a unique approach to solving a difficult problem. But my guest today has one of the most interesting stories I've heard. Keshav, a high school junior from Houston, Texas, started playing the bagpipes in second grade. After making a connection between lung capacity and the practice of blowing into the bagpipes, he created Pipes for the People to help children and adults who live with cystic fibrosis and other lung diseases. Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited to introduce you to my new friend, Keshav, and he started something called Pipes for the People. And wait until you hear about this. Hey, Keshav, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share the details about Pipes for the People today.
That's awesome. So tell us more about yourself, how old you are, what grade you're in, where you live, all that good stuff. And then start from the very beginning. Tell us all about this project, what it's all about.
Yes. So I'm a junior in high school. I'm 17 years old and I'm based out of Houston, Texas. And my name is Keshav. So I started Pipes for the People. Pipes for the People is an organization that teaches those with a genetic disorder called cystic fibrosis how to play the chanter. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic mutation that makes it difficult to breathe. And I have been playing the bagpipe for such a long time. So I attended a school in Texas that is actually known for having one of the best juvenile bagpipe bands in the entire world. So I grew up, I loved playing the bagpipes. I actually went to Scotland for the World Championships. And it was one day actually where I felt pretty sick. It wasn't necessarily a respiratory infection, but it was more of just like a general cough. And sometimes, honestly, like every kid, I slack off while playing the bagpipes. So my parents were like, oh, why don't you go play the bagpipes? Maybe it might help improve your breathing. So I gave it a try, and I was really skeptical at first. Honestly, I thought it was a pretty bogus idea. Like, I mean, I'm already sick. Why would I play my bagpipes? I think my parents were more thinking, oh, you should start practicing a little bit more. Because, you know, I was maybe slacking off a little bit. But I started playing, and I observed something pretty phenomenal. Over time, I started by coughing a lot at the beginning. But over time, I eventually found my lungs becoming stronger. I was able to breathe a little bit better. And over time, I actually healed. It was quicker than what we normally see with the students that we work with, but it was just a crazy phenomenon. And actually that night, my dad, who is a doctor, had a case and he was talking about cystic fibrosis. And that's when I remember the name, and I became very interested in this disease. And it sparked further curiosity. So I let this sit. And this was around 4 years ago, actually. You know, I was in seventh grade. I wasn't really thinking about doing any of this stuff, but I started ninth grade and I was moving to a different school and I was super interested in continuing to play my bagpipes. It's something that's been really special to me, still is very special to this day. And what I've seen is whenever I play the bagpipes, it makes everyone in the room just very excited. So what I did is I thought, what if we apply this idea to those with cystic fibrosis to help improve their lung capacity? And I started by connecting with our local CF chapter, and from there we've expanded massively. So the thesis of the program is that by playing the bagpipe chanter, which is a smaller version of the full Highland bagpipes, those with CF can strengthen their lungs because it's replicatory of a pulmonary function test, which is basically the test those with CF have to do for their treatment. But it's much better than that because it's a natural pulmonary function test. So all of our students have no idea what they're actually doing for their lungs while they're doing it. So it's not like the chore of doing a medication, of doing a pulmonary function test, but we like to regard it as a natural musical therapy. And even more importantly, those with CF, because of the genetic disorder, it's sometimes difficult for them to connect with other people with CF around the world, which leads to isolation, loneliness, which is not great at all. So through this program, we've actually built a Discord server that's regulated, as well as we connect people from around the world, all of our different students, and those with CF are able to share experience, share commonality, and more just talk with each other from all around the world, especially focused on the youth aspect of that. So I'll go a little bit more into the program. That's a thesis. Since starting, we've expanded to around 15 countries and 5 continents around the world. Most recently, I just had a great meeting with the Order of Infectious and Rare Diseases in India, and we're expanding, and we have so much great kind of traction over there. Everyone is very excited about it. A special thanks to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We are really grateful to receive an impact grant from the CF Foundation recently for a good amount of money, which makes our program totally free of charge for all the students involved. So there's no kind of financial burden. We cover the shipping of the chanters, the pairing of the instructors. There's no cost throughout the whole program, and it's more to kind of foster a community for individuals with CF where they can learn this new instrument that can benefit them, as well as kind of have a buddy, a mentor, or we even teach adults to bring adults together after a long day of work over a shared instrument, you know? So that's kind of the exciting thing about our program. But as we continue to expand outwards, we're also looking at clinics in the United States. So we've been working with a lot of cystic fibrosis clinics, the prominent ones around the nation. It's just really exciting.
Wow. Keshav, this is really incredible. I've done a lot of interviews. This is my fourth season. Over 150 young people have been on, and this is one of the more unique ones. I have to say, it's so impressive and so special. I kind of want to take a step back. I have a lot of questions, but I'm curious how and why the bagpipes. As you know, bagpiping, we just passed, we're meeting together in March here. We've just passed St. Patrick's Day. I grew up with a lot of Irish people who play, or a lot of firefighters who play in their, you know, the groups that they put together that march in the St. Patrick's Day parade. It is, you know, as you pointed out, a Scottish, Irish instrument. How did you come to be excited about learning it when you were younger?
It's a great question. And honestly, I like to play this because I'm an Indian, right? So an Indian playing right. Like a totally Scottish instrument doesn't make too much sense. But it's through my school, actually, my old school here in Houston, Texas. They have, I'll just name it, St. Thomas Episcopal School. They have one of the best juvenile bagpipe bands actually in the world. So I started, it was an incredible opportunity. When I was in second grade, by attending the school, I had the opportunity to do Highland dancing, to do the bagpipes, or to do the drums. And I picked the bagpipes. And with some amazing mentors and teachers, it wouldn't have been possible without them. I've been able to become better and better at the bagpipes. More importantly, meeting a lot of new friends that are also bagpipers who now also serve as instructors on the program. So it's awesome.
Wow. I'm so fascinated by the fact that you have figured this out when perhaps others in the CF community hadn't figured it out. Do you know if there are any papers written about this? You mentioned your dad is a physician. Like, this feels like something that someone in the CF community, a physician or a researcher or a clinician, could actually follow your work and see if it has this sort of real improvement for people who suffer from this disease. So I'm sort of fascinated by that. Tell me a little bit more.
So it's wonderful that you ask, because we're actually in the trials of doing a retrospective clinical study. So one where we would look at our students and their pulmonary function tests before starting the lessons and after starting the lessons. And we're working with the University of Pittsburgh Cystic Fibrosis Center, one of the most prominent in the United States, actually, which is an incredible opportunity for us. So we are actually in the process of going through the paperwork right now and starting that study, because it's something that's always actually been an innate interest of mine. There's been one other study which I've actually talked with the CF Foundation about, but it wasn't really related to the bagpipes necessarily, more just instruments in general. And the uniqueness of the bagpipes is that by blowing in these spurts, in these long instruments, is very similar to a pulmonary function test. And I'll be honest, no matter what the results come out of the program, we're going to continue doing the program, because the program has turned into not only a way for patients or those with CF to potentially improve their breathing capacity, but now it has been an avenue of connection where those with CF, instructors, students, myself, CF care providers have all been able to join this community where they've been able to kind of speak together, share experience.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there are other benefits for other wind instruments, right? There are other instruments that you blow into, but in a different way. You pointed that out. The thing about the bagpipe is, if you've ever listened to bagpipe music, there is a kind of constant flow. You're blowing into it for a very lengthy period of time, right? It's like the sound continues constantly. It's not like other wind instruments that you might have to, you know, blow. Like that is, it's so fascinating. And I really, the research with the University of Pittsburgh and stuff, like that's going to be really fascinating. And as you pointed out, whether there's a market improvement, but I think that there will be, I think there's no question that you'll see improvement. But the fact that you've created this community and this shared language for folks who have this really debilitating and painful disease. Wow, it's just such a beautiful project in so many ways. And it just, you really tap into something that is kind of foundational to this podcast, which is when we are asking young people to figure out a way to give back in their communities, because that is fundamental to living a meaningful life. We shouldn't just say, you know, go work in the soup kitchen, go and do this, go and do that. We should allow them to find the thing that is their passion and then figure out a way to serve others using their passion. And you are like literally the perfect example of that, where you could say to somebody, wow, I play the bagpipes. How could I possibly give back in my community? And here it is, you've done it. So tell me more. You received that grant from the CF Foundation to be able to purchase the smaller bagpipe, I guess. How much do those cost, and the shipping and everything? That seems like a very generous grant.
Yes, so I'm allowed to disclose the numerical information. So the grant was around $4,000 to $5,000 approximately. It's for the chanter, which is actually only around $15, but for a lot of our students, we're buying it for them, for all of them. So the great thing is, as our students accumulate, the cost accumulates. And I honestly love to see that cost accumulate, because it means that more students are enrolling in the program. And then also, it functions for our website, for merch, for stickers, for shipping, kind of extra costs like that. So that's what mostly the grant focuses on. And I'm really excited because we are planning to renew the grant this year. The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation was so gracious to give us the option. They have been truly, truly great in helping me kind of form this project. I've been working with them very closely. And I think once we got the grant, it really grew our credibility of the program. And that's kind of where we started expanding to all these different countries. And once we started doing that, I mean, the people we're meeting now, the children we're connecting with, it's just remarkable.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And so smart of them, right, to fund this for you. $4,000 in the scheme of a large foundation like that is not that much money. And especially if great research comes out of it, and also just the wonderful PR and the, I don't know, it's community building. It's all of the wonderful things that you've already said. I mean, I think it's incredible work. So tell me again about the teaching. You have volunteers who do the online teaching or the coaching or the tutoring of how to play and how to use the instrument. If you have somebody across the world and the time difference is an issue, so tell me a little bit about the logistics of that. If my child was had CF and was part of the program, and I'm here in New York, how would we connect like that?
It's a great question. And actually, this allows for more connection around the world to happen. So it's really exciting. First, I just want to say, all of our instructee mentorship is, if you're under 18, then you'll get an under 18 mentor. And then if you're over 18, you'll get an over 18 mentor. We continue this model no matter what, even if we have to put children in groups, which we can do because it's all virtual. But for safety reasons, we just make sure that this happens. And we've had no issues so far, which is great. But we're always on our toes, you know? But to answer your question, we actually have connections with pipe bands around the world. So South Africa, India, especially the UK, Europe, all around Europe, Canada. So we actually have our youth instructors in those areas teach the students in those respective areas for the time zones to match up. So all of the kids that I teach are in the United States. Well, for instance, we work with Dollar Academy, which is one of the best pipe bands in the world for youth in Scotland, and they teach most of the children in Europe. In India, we're still actually trying to figure out the best possible way to do it. Because I am Indian, I do kind of want to teach the first few lessons a little bit, especially because we have such high demand, which is so exciting, after I gave the presentation just last week. So, I mean, the hours are pretty flexible because we have these different connections around the world that are able to teach in those areas. So that's how we kind of make sure that lessons are consistent and there's no crazy time zone discrepancies.
As you pointed out, I mean, the program itself is so important, but you've created a community for young people to connect, and hopefully they'll all join the program. But it's just, Keshav, it's really wonderful and so impactful. This is going to continue to grow and grow and grow as you become more of a known entity in the CF community. As you pointed out, this is a disease that touches people all over the world, young people and older people. And you're just giving people this opportunity to connect and to learn something new and beautiful that could help them. I mean, just the way that you've put this together is really remarkable. Can you tell everybody where they could follow, they could learn more, maybe make a donation? I don't know if that's a possibility, but this work is so special. Maybe somebody in the CF community is like, I want to support Keshav's work and let him buy some more of these instruments.
Definitely. I just want to say one thing really quickly before I do that. We're actually looking also, our end goal is to expand beyond the CF community, encompassing the CF community, obviously, but expanding to other lung diseases like COPD, asthma, et cetera, other lung diseases that make it difficult to breathe for children. So if anyone that listens to this may have that or know someone who has that that's interested, I'll give you the information right now. Well, we are catered to those with CF. I've talked with the CF Foundation, and we're allowed to expand to other lung kind of abnormalities. So that's something I'm definitely very interested in doing. To learn more, you can check out at our website, pipesforthepeople.com. That's pipes for the people with no spaces, and it's all lowercase. And if you look up Pipes for the People in the internet, it should be the first thing that comes up, which is kind of exciting. And there you'll find an interview, a lot more information about the program, and answers frequently asked questions. But if you have more questions, and especially when you want to sign up, because we really hope you do, there'll be an email where you can send it to, and we'll get back to you likely in 1 to 2 hours. We always have someone who's pretty active because we work with many different people around the world. We'll get you onboarded by sending you the chanter, which is free of charge in the book. We'll pair you with an instructor or put you in a group with other children or adults, if that's what you like. And then we'll get started from there.
Amazing. And do you have any other social media handles or anything to share?
No, we only use a website. Yeah.
Website. Amazing. Well, Keshav, thank you so much for sharing this with us. It is really special and unique and important. Again, honestly, in all of 4 years of doing this work, this is going to be up there in the most unique and wonderful way of using your passion for good. So thank you for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great. It was great to speak with you.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.